Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Shagun Chopra with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi discusses evolving situation in West Asia with Saudi Crown Prince and King of Bahrain, emphasizes on earliest restoration of regional peace and stability. Conflict in West Asia escalates as US and Israel strike Iran. Tehran targets US military bases across Gulf region. India and Canada signed $2.6 billion uranium deal, also agreed to deepen bilateral collaboration in energy and critical mineral sectors. Amid escalating West Asia tensions, crude oil surges by over 8%. Domestic stock markets fall by 1.3%. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today discussed the evolving situation in West Asia with Crown Prince and Prime Minister of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman, during a telephonic conversation. Mr. Modi condemned the recent attacks on Saudi Arabia, describing them as a violation of its sovereignty and territorial integrity. In a social media post, he said that both sides agreed that the earliest restoration of regional peace and stability is of utmost importance. The Prime Minister also thanked Mr. Salman for looking after the well-being of the Indian community during these difficult times. Mr. Modi also held a telephonic conversation with the King of Bahrain, Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa. Condemning the attacks on Bahrain, Mr. Modi said that India stands in solidarity with its people in this difficult hour. He thanked the King of Bahrain for the steadfast support extended to the Indian community in the country. Early in the day, speaking at an event in New Delhi, Prime Minister Modi said the current situation in West Asia is a matter of deep concern.
पश्चिम एशिया की वर्तमान स्थिति हमारे लिए गहरी चिंता का विषय है। भारत डायलॉग और डिप्लोमेसी के माध्यम से सभी विवादों का समाधान का समर्थन करता है। इस क्षेत्र में मौजूद सभी भारतीय नागरिकों की सुरक्षा के लिए हम सभी देशों के साथ मिलकर काम करते रहेंगे।
Prime Minister Modi spoke with the King of Jordan, King Abdullah II, today and conveyed India's deep concern at the evolving situation in the region. Mr. Modi reaffirmed India's support for peace, security and the well-being of the people of Jordan. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he thanked the King for taking care of the Indian community in Jordan in this difficult hour. Yesterday, Prime Minister Modi spoke with his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu and UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan over the West Asia situation. Conflict in West Asia has intensified as Iran and joint forces of Israel and America have launched a new wave of missile and drone attacks. Iran and Iranian-backed militias continued to strike U.S. assets across the Gulf region, including in United Arab Emirates, Kuwait and Bahrain, after the killing of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and top Iranian officials. On the other hand, Israel and the United States pounded targets in Iran. During a Pentagon press briefing today, U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth declared that America's mission is to destroy Iran's missiles, navy, and deny Tehran nuclear weapons.
As the president warned, an effort of this scope will include casualties. War is hell and always will be. A grateful nation honors the four Americans we have lost thus far and those injured. May we prosecute the remainder of this operation in a manner that honors them. No apologies, no hesitation. Epic fury. This is the generational turning point America has waited for since 1979, and since the rudderless wars of hubris, my generation, our generation, endured. We will finish this on America first conditions of President Trump's choosing. Nobody else, as it should be.
Britain, France and Germany have said they are ready to work with the US to counter Iran's attacks, and a group of Gulf countries said it reserved the right to respond to Iranian strikes. Meanwhile, Russia has called for a ceasefire in the West Asia while condemning attacks on civilian targets across the region. Three US F-15E Strike Eagles flying in support of Operation Epic Fury went down this morning over Kuwait in what American military officials describe as an apparent friendly fire incident, with all six aircrew safely recovered. Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian has appointed Revolutionary Guards General Majid Ebnel Reza as acting defense minister after his predecessor was killed in Israeli-US strikes. According to Red Crescent, 555 people have been killed across Iran in joint U.S.-Israeli attacks. One woman in Tel Aviv area of Israel was killed after being struck by falling shrapnel. Hezbollah said it fired missiles from Lebanon into Israel today in response to the killing of Iranian Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei. Israel retaliated with strikes on Beirut. In the attack, 31 people lost their lives. Oman's Maritime Security Center has reported that an oil tanker was attacked by an explosive-laden boat while sailing 52 nautical miles off the coast of Muscat Governorate. At least one crew member was killed after the attack resulted in a fire and explosion in the engine room. Qatar's Ministry of Defense also reported two missile attacks striking energy-related sites in the country. On the other hand, the Israeli Air Force today reported missile launches from Iran targeting its territory. Saudi Arabia said it intercepted drones targeting its Ras Tanura oil refinery. This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. India and Canada today exchanged three agreements in different areas, including critical mineral cooperation, promoting the use of renewable energy, and cultural cooperation. The agreements were signed following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Canadian counterpart, Mark Carney, in New Delhi. Both leaders reviewed the progress achieved so far across diverse areas of the India-Canada strategic partnership. Our correspondent takes a look at the key outcomes during the Canadian Prime Minister's visit to India.
India and Canada have signed the terms of reference to guide negotiations toward an ambitious and mutually beneficial comprehensive economic partnership agreement with a target of concluding negotiations by end of this year. The CEPA will boost economic partnership, enhance trade, lead to greater investment from Canada and support Viksit Bharat goals. A long-term uranium supply agreement of $2.6 billion has also been signed, under which uranium will be supplied to India. This will support India's clean energy transition and energy security. Ministry of New and Renewable Energy and Canada's Ministry of Energy and Natural Resources signed an MOU to promote bilateral technical cooperation in solar, wind, biomass, waste-to-energy, small hydropower, energy storage and capacity building. Suparna Sankhya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Amid escalating West Asia tensions, crude oil prices have surged by over 8%. Indian stock markets also felt the heat of conflict, falling by 1.3%. A report.
The Sensex plunged 1,048 points to close at 80,239, while Nifty cracked 313 points to settle at 24,866. In the global crude oil market, prices surged by over 8% amid concerns about potential disruptions in the Strait of Hormuz, through which nearly 20% of the world's oil supply passes and more than 40% of India's crude imports are routed. Brent crude was trading over 8.6% higher at $79.15 per barrel, and WTI crude was also trading more than 8.4% up at $72.68 per barrel when reports last came in. Lalema Aneja Dang, Akashwani News.
United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk has praised the vibrancy of civil society in India, highlighting that it continues to play a key role in upholding the country's democratic traditions and rights of minorities. At the same time, while presenting his global update to the ongoing 61st session of the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva last week, Turk slammed Pakistan and China for the worrisome human rights situation that exists in the countries. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi discusses evolving situation in West Asia with Saudi Crown Prince and King of Bahrain, emphasizes on earliest restoration of regional peace and stability. Conflict in West Asia escalates as US and Israel strike Iran. Tehran targets US military bases across Gulf region. India and Canada signed $2.6 billion uranium deal. Also agreed to deepen bilateral collaboration in energy and critical minerals sector. Amid escalating West Asia tensions, crude oil surges by over 8%. Domestic stock markets fall by 1.3%. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.